Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to North Carolina, people. You're in the Care to Read room. That's where you are. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Ghani to our old friends and by saying, what's up, Ajuba? Blessings. Thank you so very much for joining us during this celebration season. You know we are in a celebration season, and this is the month of May when we're celebrating our fifth anniversary. And ladies and gentlemen, we have included the whole family. As you know, we are a holistic consumer science family where we cover everything from marriage and family therapy to divorce clinics, all the way to working with children in music therapy. Now, we've also included the little G's in this segment, dealing with those hip hoppers out there and their chaotic music. And we're trying to break it down, break it down, break it down, talking about how we can better accentuate the music on the positive reel, though. We're trying to bring it to our adults so that they'll understand that there's a message in this music. There's a message in the music that comes from the inner city that our youth are trying to relate to us. And our youth are speaking to us about the pulse of the community. They're telling us what is going on. Now, you know, we also are involved in human rights for youth. And I've asked everyone to go out on the website under Human Rights for Youth and to subscribe to the petition to make sure that they accentuate all 30 of those human rights for youth. And youth, I want you to go out there and push those preambles and push those documents that we're talking about our youth should be able to accentuate. Now, youth, I can't do this thing by myself. We have a chat room here, and I've asked any of you youth out there who are doing nothing on a Friday night to come in. Call in. Call in at 646-478-0270. I don't know what's the matter with you, youth. You say we can't reach out or we won't reach out or we don't understand you. And here you got Omi reaching out to you, trying to hear what you got to say. Well, I'm listening, and I don't hear nobody talking. You're talking loud, but you're not saying nothing. So I'm waiting for somebody. I double dare you to call those digits and come out on the line talking about what ails you. What is ailing you, and what's in this music that you're trying to relate to us? I want to hear it. I want to talk about it. Our chat rooms are now open for you to come and talk about it. You can chat about it, and you can discuss it with us. We're open. We're all ears. Look at the desktop, the laptop. We're all ears. We're on the air. We're giving you air time so you could speak. Now, don't bring any crazy nonsense out here because I won't have it. The chat rooms are open. I want you to monitor chat rooms. You can even facilitate, and you can wear the big hat. You can be the big dog tonight. So this is your night. Call in. Now, we got people that say they want to be heard. They say they are spoken word artists, and they want to get down with it. So get down on it. This is your night to do some spoken word. Omi has set aside everything else for you to do spoken word. And even those queens out there who claim they want to be on top of things and they want to be Miss University and Miss State of the Art, and they claim that they are spoken word artists, I want you to bring it. Bring it in this room tonight and show and tell. and be improved. Don't just say, I'm a spoken word artist. I get down like that. And you can't even come in here and be cool with it? Oh, come on now. This is your night. You, we are standing up for you, been backing you up for the last month. It's time for you to show and improve. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to do, or are you just going to stand up against the wall and hold the walls up? My chat room is open. Priestess Omiyinka is in the room there, and I'm tired of holding up your end of the deal. You said give us a show. Now I'm giving you a show. Now I'm going to see if you can get down on this little number here. We're going to give it to you kind of proper like over and in the sea. We're going to see if you can handle this little number. Check it out. Coming straight out of the Beat Lab. We want to discuss it. We want to talk about it. A little jazz for you out there, for you newcomers on the scene who are not down with jazz. We want to talk about Over Land and Sea. What does it mean? What are they talking about? What about Over Land and Sea? And what was that why question mark? going on and on talking about that jazz, and we are bringing it to you live here in the Care to Read Room as we celebrate on a Friday night with our celebration going strong up in the Care to Read Room. Now, those of you that are out there that are in the jazz, why don't you call in? Talk to me about it. What was all that jazz about? And over land and sea, who was traveling and where were they going? Let's talk about it. And I want to spin another one for these youngsters out there. This is 100. Check it out.
As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right. And my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. To the sky. I thought about 100 things to do before I die. Couple niggas on a hit list and bitches on a different type. Same shit, different night, till I live a different life. Shine, you looking tired. Damn, homie, that's all. I've been stressing so hard, I'm surprised I ain't going bald. Haters praying I fall, move back in with my moms. Take online classes and turn back into y'all. Hating, I guess they want your lights out when you the plug. Niggas wanna catch you slipping like they pulled a rug. From where they move the drugs, Buddha love. Niggas sleeping with that Mac and I ain't talking about computer love. Oh, the wrong people, you a price tag. Now you pray to God, hoping that you got a Christ tag. Make it where I'm from, stay who I become. Time to raise hell, say name my son. Take an elevator straight up out the slums to a penthouse view. I had a fam there too. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right. And my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. La, la, la. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
Nothing extra about me. I go extra hard at the first second you doubt me. I strive for perfection. At the same time, I'm accepting the fact that there'll never be nothing perfect about me. Shit, I'm just waiting on the wind. Come up with better hooks to hold to take it on the chin. We are 6 mile bread. That's why you see our sick style, yeah. Crack house flow with a pit downstairs. Mama happy at me. Daddy happy at me. The baddest chicks that y'all can imagine is chatty yapping at me. 5 years ago, I was in tears in the back of a paddy wagon. Now I'm Cali swagging. Huh. My nigga, listen, I'm over the fame. You number one, I'm number 23. My mission is to take over the game. You rolling with lanes, we ain't rolling the same. I'm the best out in this motherfucker. If I could get a check out of this motherfucker big enough to set my kids up for life,
okay,
I could check out of this motherfucker with no regret. If you ain't living your life for your kids, I ain't giving your ass no respect.
As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right. And my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. Look up to the sky, I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
I gotta break your fucking heart. I gotta climb these fucking charts. I gotta do something that's innovative, creative, just to create a legacy before death do its part. I gotta spend one summer in Tijuana with Tia and Tia's mama, breakfast in bed, his head with plenty carne asada. I gotta find me a wife to elope. I gotta I gotta find, cause I ain't wanna vote, I promise. I know the history of those who died for the right for me to survive. But those who lied to the minority, I make them turn inside their grave. I can easily pretend like y'all, but that's not me. I gotta spread the truth even when the truth can hurt. The youth needs to know every detail about this earth. The devil controls it, so before you scrutinize how I feel, ask God if them polls important, the end is near.
As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right, and my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I could live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. La, la, la. La, la. As I look up to the sky, I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
All right, now, I want that phone light to light up. Now, the brothers brought it to us kind of proper light. With some of the words, the profanity, please try not to zone in on the profanity. We want to zone in on what the temperature is in the hood. What was those brothers trying to say to us? Now, we have to understand when you have a lack of communication and a shortage of vocabulary, you tend to put profanity in your music. I want to talk to the brothers and let them know that build your vocabulary and you won't have to use 2 cents words. You can use dollar bills, y'all, or $100 or $1,000 words that mean something. If you notice at the end, the young brother brought it to us kind of proper, like he went the spiritual route. And you don't go wrong when you go the spiritual route and you bring the words that will be able to uplift and not those that will deteriorate you. And as you notice, some of the profanity, the brothers didn't know what to put in the space, so they substituted it with the word that they thought you could relate to. Now, let's go back a minute. This whole segment is going to be dedicated to rest in peace, young brothers and sisters, because these brothers and sisters are going to the grave faster than 20 going north. And they don't understand what death means, and they don't have a clue that this is not a death wish that's been placed on them, nor is God turned his back on them. But in reality, life is a cycle. Without life, you have no death, and without death, you have no life. So this cycle has to persist and go on. So this segment is dedicated to the rest in peace of those young brothers who died before their time, of those sisters who cut lives off in the womb. We're going to talk about it today because for once and for all, we must indicate to our young brothers and sisters, God has not put a death threat on anyone, and he is not the author of confusion, and we sin unto death. And that's what brings about death. The wages of sin is death. And because of one man's sin, we all enter into death. But we can handle it now that we know that we don't go to some place in the sky. We are still existing in the spirit realm, and we have not gone anywhere. Only the flesh must go back to the dirt from which it came. So we're going to lay it down to you proper, like little brothers and sisters. We got a young lady that's coming on that is a Miss USA from Illinois. She's supposed to drop by this evening to talk to us. Now, I'm going to put it on her like this. Either you want to represent or you don't. Because when someone go out of their way to bring you on, you make your way clear to talk about what it is you do. In the meantime, we're going on with the program. We have a guest, ladies and gentlemen, that was scheduled for this evening. Whether or not she wants to present herself, we don't know, but we're holding a space for her. But in the meantime, our topic for this evening is rest in peace. Young brothers and sisters, we want to talk to you about death. And mothers, if this is something you don't want your children to hear about, remove them from the room. But death is a cycle of life, and we must talk about it because our young brothers and sisters only know about death. So they're angry. And they think that God has forgotten about them, and he's removing their posse from the community. and they're going to funerals more frequently than they're going to weddings. So let's talk to them why the earth is cleansing itself and why so much death. First of all, you must understand, to be born is to die. You are certainly going to die if you have been born. You will transition this body. You will make your transition, and you will leave this body. And Emi, the rattling death that comes upon you before you take that last breath will come upon you, and her rattling vibration will rattle within the cavity of your chest, and you will see the life of someone go out of them, but that spirit lives on. Now, brothers and sisters, this is for those of you who can go with me on the spirit realm. I want you to understand, if you're very concerned about your loved ones leaving you, and you cannot come to grips with releasing them into the atmosphere, then hold on to them. Hold on to them by remembering their names as an ancestor. Hold on to them by frequently calling their names and including them in the circle of life and reconnecting them back to the greater circle. And we're going to go over to the throne of grace, and I'm going to teach you something that you must realize you have to do in order to reconnect your brothers and sisters back to you who you cannot release into the atmosphere. Now stand with me as if you were in a position to receive with your hands up in the sky, or some of you may even circle your thumb finger and your pointer finger as if you want the circus of the energy to reconnect. Call on each one of your loved ones, those who've made their transition. Call their name back. They have not gone anywhere. Energy cannot die. Say it with me. Energy cannot die, nor can it be destroyed. It only dissipates and goes back to from which it came in the atmosphere. So mothers, your sons and your daughters, and sons, your posse and your friends and your buddies and your homies are in the atmosphere. You could tap into that energy. You could bring them back and speak to them. You can ever so communicate with them better now than you did before they made their transition. Their transition is something that every one of us will have to do. That is one appointment we will have to make. As just as sure as you live, you will die. Those wages of sin were already decided upon before you ever came to this earth. So there was a deal, there was a pact, and there was a decision made that as long as you live long on this earth, that the wages of sin is death. And by one man's sin, we all enter into this thing called death. Like it or not, you are going to transition into death. And as you transition into death, you are going into another cycle, and you are freeing yourself up from this body which holds it down. Now let's hold down the bodies for the brothers who have made the transition. Standing erect as if you're about to receive, call on your ancestors. They're your ancestors, aren't they? If they're your brothers, your loved ones who have made the transition, call their name, because they have a vested interest in you. You have a vested interest in them. You're the sum total of why your relatives and ancestors came. You have got to make it all right now and make it better, because their death cannot be in vain. They don't want to be in vain. So you have to make the complete circle. Death is not something that is against you, and nor is it an indictment on your family and on your individual life. You must understand that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And you were already present with the Lord when he put his spirit within you. You wear the crown of the spirit of God on the top of your head. Ori lives within you, and you cooperatively work with God within you. You could not die if you wanted to, because the essence that he placed within inside of you exists there. And he's not going to kill himself off. So when you leave this body, you go into an atmosphere where you still exist in the spirit realm. And your energy is still higher than ever before. So don't think that you are having a funeral for brothers and sisters that have left this plane. They may have left your presence, but they are out in the energy realm. And you can tap into them at any time. Now, I want to tell you that every one of you who've lost a loved one should have an altar. That's right, a private altar in your home. Now, I'm not teaching you something that's bush people. I'm not teaching you something that's fetish. I'm teaching you your African heritage that you should have learned about long before, so you wouldn't have had to suffer so hard at that next funeral that you will have to go to. Then you will understand the message of death and why death has to come. I don't care if you get in your car and try to outrun death, or you get on your motorcycle and you speed over to the other side of the road. You cannot outrun death. It will catch up with us one way or other. And it's caught up with you now, so it's time to sit down and go over the strategy that you will use with death so you can benefit from those who are in the spirit realm. They will yet be ever so strong in your life once they make that transition. They take off the weight of the world of this flesh, which holds them down. They are now free to go to and fro in between the earth, and they can carry commandments and open doors for you and make your way plain and clear now. So you say the dead live. So you say the dead can understand and the dead knows. Yes, the dead does. Don't let anyone tell you that the dead is dead and they have no authority or no power. God has not told you in any scripture that the dead is not able to connect with you. God has not even mentioned that to you in any scripture. And anyone wanting to come and challenge that, bring the scriptures to challenge that. And don't say the dead knows nothing, because the spirit knows all things and it brings all things to remembrance. And you must understand that to be absent from the body is to be present in the spirit. And you must constantly remind yourself that things that are spiritual are eternal. Things that are natural are temporal. When you get in the spirit, you are dealing with eternal life, infinite. Infinite meaning it has no beginning or no ending. You must constantly harness yourself over the fact that you still can communicate with your loved ones. Remind yourself of their name. Repeat their names frequently and call them out. Call out your ancestors, your heroes, and your sheroes, and those that had vested interest in you. Then no one you love could not make a transition to leave you. They're ever so present at your gentle tug or your touch or call. So you are better equipped to see and hear those loved ones than you did before they were here in the flesh. Now, I want you to stop your crying. I want you to dry your eyes. Some of you have lingered over these deaths, and you have cried yourself into oblivious, and some of you refuse to go on because of depression and mental illness, because you have fretted until a point of lowering your own self-esteem. And you think that the God that you know is against you because he's taken those away you love. And you think you're all alone. But I have news for you. We should have been taught you about your ancestorship. We should have taught you about reconnecting yourself to the spirit. But we've spent too much time talking about how weary you are and how downtrodden you are. And we've created a society of someone who wants to hold the living with them all of their life. We have not taught our people about the transition of death and the filtering out of spirits and the spirit realm and how it can stay connected. We have not. Now, whoever is on this line, I hope you're getting this message. I hope you're using the benefit of understanding how to better equip those who are in sorrow, those who are in therapy, because they can't seem to pull it together. They can't seem to go on. Well, I've been called on a mission to speak to those lowliest of hearts and to speak to those who have lost loved ones. No one can tell it better than I have. I've experienced death at an early age, and to lose two of the most important loved ones in my life before the age of 10. So I know what I'm talking about, and I'm telling you something that you can use that will better your life and equip you to reconnect with your mothers and your fathers so that you could go on in life, and you will not become wayward and fall apart and drift away because of sadness. Now lift yourself up. Lift yourself up. And when you've strengthened yourself, go back and strengthen your brother and lift him too, because death is going to come up on him too. Now here to you young brothers that talk about rest in peace, they are resting in peace. The question is whether or not you know how to rest in peace. When you rest in the bosom of Abraham, you know all is well. But when you carry death to the point where now you become suicidal and you're looking to take out the brother or sister that might have taken your loved one away, well, lay your guns down. Instead of clapping your hands, you're clapping the guns. Lay your guns down, because you cannot anymore kill a spirit than you can kill somebody of flesh and blood. And you can't bring that person back because you pick up the gun against them. I'm sick of looking at brothers walking around in their t-shirt, rest in peace. I'm tired of little brothers going out getting a piece, trying to set the record straight, claiming that they're going to make peace in their neighborhood. They're yelling peace, peace, when there is no peace, because no one has talked to you about this thing called death and dying, and what the cycle of death is, and how we go from eldership to ancestralship. Well, you're dealing with ancestralship, and we are going to have to face it, like it or not. Ancestralship has come up on us, and mostly in the African-American families. You of all people should understand the spirit realm, because your ancestors paid homage to the spirit in all that they did and said. How is it that you can be uncomfortable with death or unknowing about those that have made transitions? How is it that you don't know your big mama or big papa? And how is it that when you look in your baby's eyes that you don't realize that big mama has recycled through your infant's eyes? How is it that you don't realize they can't die because they come back through the womb again? And how is it that you don't know your cosmic record and know that you've been here before? This isn't your first time here. You too have possibly been recycled and came back through the womb. So I'm letting the spirit have its way today, because there's some hurting brothers and sisters that have to use music to wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night because they can't not sleep for seeing their little brothers and sisters in their dreams. They cannot keep a sound mind because they're weary over death and what it has done to them and their family. Well, death is no enemy of yours. Death is your friend. It releases that body and that spirit so that it can go on to rest in peace. Say it with me. Rest in peace, brothers and sisters. Because when you understand the cycle of death, you will no longer be frightened of it, or you will no longer pull the gun because of fear. But you will begin to understand that this is a process, because the wages of sin is death. And by one man's sin, we all enter into this thing called death. No one will escape this thing called death. So face it, step up to it, embrace it, and understand that you are not getting rid of your loved ones. You're creating a room that they can hover over, that you can still contact them. You can still be in contact. I'm not teaching you anything that is High John the Conqueror. I'm not teaching you any voodoo. I'm teaching you what others have done They've kept their ancestors around them. Look around the White House. They're all standing there in bust. But we as African Americans are afraid to death to speak of having anything that resemble our loved ones who made their transition. Maybe they will make you strong and they will pick you up and they will take you away and open the door so things will be easier for you, because they are the closest thing that you have to a God here, and they have your vested interest, and they will finish what they started. Then open the door and let them in. Open the door and let them in and stop crying. Stop fretting, because they delivered you here. They completed their mission and their job. Your job is to continue to live. And when you've done all that you can do to live, remain standing and live again. But do not fall prey to this thing called death, to the point where death is hovering all around our African-American hoods. Release this thing called death. And release yourself from it too. Because we've got some living to do. And when you have some living to do, you don't have to hover around this thing called death. And I want you to know this. Stop your crying and rejoice, because we are making music that can allow your loved ones to live again. Now live and do not die.
As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right, and my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. I thought about 100 things to do before I die. Couple niggas on a hit list and bitches on a different type. Same shit, different night, till I live a different life. Shine, you looking tired. Damn, homie, that's all. I've been stressing so hard, I'm surprised I ain't going bald. Haters praying I fall, move back in with my mom. Take online classes and turn back into y'all. Hating, I guess they want your lights out when you the plug. Niggas wanna catch you slipping like they pulled a rug. From where they move the drugs, Buddha love. Niggas sleeping with that Mac and I ain't talking about computer love. Oh, the wrong people, you a price tag. Now you pray to God, hoping that you got a Christ tag. God. Make it where I'm from, stay who I become. Time to raise hell, say name my son. Take an elevator straight up out the slums to a penthouse view. I had a fam there too. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right, and my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. La, 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 la. As I look up to the sky, I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
Nothing extra about me. I go extra hard at the first second you doubt me. I strive for perfection. At the same time, I'm accepting the fact that there'll never be nothing perfect about me. Shit, I'm just waiting on the wind. Come up with better hooks, the hoes will take it on the chin. We are 6 mile bred, that's why you see our sick style, yeah. Crack house flow with a pit downstairs. Mama happy at me, daddy happy at me. The baddest chicks that y'all can imagine is chatty yapping at me. 5 years ago, I was in tears in the back of a paddy wagon. Now I'm Cali swagging. Huh. My nigga, listen, I'm over the fame. You number one, I'm number 23. My mission is to take over the game. You rolling with lanes, we ain't rolling the same. I'm the best out in this motherfucker. If I could get a check out of this motherfucker big enough to set my kids up for life, I could check out of this motherfucker with no regret. If you ain't living your life for your kids, I ain't giving your ass no respect.
As I look up
Sean,
to the sky,
you, nigga,
thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right. And my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I could live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. Up to the sky, I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
I gotta break your fucking heart. I gotta climb these fucking charts. I gotta do something that's innovative, creative, just to create a legacy before death do its part. I gotta spend one summer in Tijuana with Tia and Tia's mama. Breakfast in bed, his head with plenty carne asada. I gotta find me a wife to elope. I gotta find, cause I ain't wanna vote. I promise, I know the history of those who died for the right for me to survive. But those who lied to the minority, I make them turn inside their grave. I can easily pretend like y'all, but that's not me. I gotta spread the truth, even when the truth can hurt. The youth needs to know every detail about this earth. The devil controls it, so before you scrutinize how I feel, ask God if them polls impotent, the end is near.
As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right. And my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. La, la, la. La, la. As I look up to the sky, I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
As you look up in that sky and think about what you can do before you die, start living and give everyone else around you the opportunity to live their life too. Because life, it's just beginning when you die. I'll see you tomorrow. Join us as we continue this celebration and talking about what the youth can do to change the chaotic confusion around them. We can create life, not death, but life. Because there is no such thing as death. We all cycle ourselves back in. And life is still in the atmosphere. There is none of us dying who possess energy. Energy and frequency cannot die, nor can it be recreated. It can only dissipate into the earth. So all of your loved ones are out in the earth. Can we celebrate today? Because our loved ones are still with us. All you need to do is call them forward. Call their name. Don't forget about them. They're still there. They require energy. Give them substance, fluids, and water, and food, because they need energy if they're going to assist you. Remember, having your altar is showing honor to them and reminding yourself that they still live and that they want to do the best thing for you, and that is to get your attention. They're calling you. Why don't you go out and listen to them? They want to be next to you, and you can carry them with you by reminding yourself that none has left this planet. They're out in the atmosphere. And this is from Omi, your ancestral child. Take it from the hip, because I know what I'm talking about. My ancestors have never left me. They still exist with me, and they can exist with you. So dry your eyes and stop crying. Stop crying over there, because they're going to make their transition, and they're going to leave you. And prepare yourself for that transition, because you will not die, but you will live. Stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great evening, and thank you so much for joining the celebration. As we join this celebration, we're going to go out of here with a little jazz over the land and over the sea.